Let's lift our hands and thank God for that message today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many's glad to be in service today? Amen. Did you come expecting something from the Lord? Boy, I tell you, the preaching has just been wonderful. And we appreciated being at this meeting with Brother Philip and the church here. And we appreciate this meeting. A special part of my life came from this church. And so we like to come back and be a part of the meeting. My wife was raised here in this church, and she's been a blessing to me. And we were told to give your name. My name is Brian Doval. I'm from Elkton, Virginia. And I just so greatly appreciate this opportunity. I want to dive right in the Word of God, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1. Thank you to Brother Horton for allowing us to preach today, say something in the meeting. I feel so humbled by this opportunity to stand behind this pulpit of such great men that stood here before. And it's such a privilege. Amen. St. Luke, chapter number 1, we'll read two verses of Scripture, verse number 37 and then verse number 45. The Bible said in 37, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Verse number 45, and the Bible said, "And blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord." Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing for the, amen, the reading of the Word of God. As you, we all know the story here, amen, of how that the angel had came to Mary, and she had told Mary that she was going to bring forth a son. And Mary looks at that angel and she says, "How, Lord?" Because she had never met a man before. Amen. She was a virgin and she did not understand, amen, all of those things. Amen. And I love this text, but we come to the verse number 37. The Bible said, "There's nothing that shall be impossible with the Lord." How many's thankful that there's nothing that is impossible with God? Amen. We've heard it from a lot of these other different men. Amen. I'm thankful that there's nothing impossible with the Lord. I know sometimes as we walk this road of life that there are things that come against our way. Amen. There's things that throw themselves in our path. Amen. And we look at them and we think that, amen, God is never going to move. And maybe that this circumstance or this problem is just too big for God to handle. Amen. But I'm thankful today that there's nothing that is out of the control of God Almighty. Amen. That He holds everything in the palm of His hand. Amen. And every need that we face and every trial that we go up against and every storm that we go through. Amen. I know sometimes, amen, the way gets discouraging and the way gets hard. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, that nothing would be impossible with the Lord. Amen. And so when we're in the storm and when we're facing trials and we're up against things in our lives, I am so thankful today, amen, that I can have the assurance, amen, that nothing is going to be impossible with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We find the children of Israel. Amen. They had been let go from bondage after some 400 years of bondage. Amen. And they are walking. They are out of there. Amen. They're gone. Amen. But the Bible tells us that they came up against something. They came up against the Red Sea. The Bible said the people began to murmur, Brother Philip. Amen. Because they said, "We'd rather die, amen, back there in Egypt, amen, than to die here at the Red Sea at the hand of the Egyptians." Amen. It looked impossible. Amen. It looked out of their control. Amen. But how many knows, amen, that when we're in the place where God can speak, amen, God told Moses, he said, "Stretch that rod out over the sea." Amen. The Bible said that sea came up and they walked out on dry ground. And the greatest part about it is they woke up the next morning. Amen. And the Egyptians were dead. Amen. On the riverbank. Amen. How many's glad today? Amen. That God is still able. I said, how many's glad today? Amen. There's nothing. And it's out of the control of God. And that God is still able. Amen. To part the sea. Hallelujah. Oh, I need to hurry. Nothing shall be impossible with the Lord. Amen. We can find also in the book of Joshua, the Bible tells us about the children of Israel again. They're going to possess the land of Canaan. Amen. But the Bible said that there came a city and there was great walls around the city. But again, there was a man of God that was so in tune with God. Amen. The Bible said a captain of the Lord's host, he came and began to talk to Joshua. Amen. He told Joshua, he let Joshua in on a little secret. Amen. There's nothing that's impossible with God. And if you'll do what I say, if you'll do what the Lord says, and you'll walk around the walls, amen, you'll do exactly like I tell you to do it. Amen. There's going to be victory that's going to come. Amen. How many's glad today? Amen. For that voice that Brother Binkley was talking about. Amen. That even in the trial, amen, and even in the storm, amen, that God can speak to us and say, if you'll do it my way, if you'll walk in my path, if you'll do it how I said it, amen, there can be victory. Amen. How many today is thankful that there's nothing that is impossible with the Lord? Oh, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing's going to be impossible with the Lord. Probably one of my favorite verses in the Bible, verse number 45, the Bible said, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance. And that is my title to us today. Amen. You may be in a storm. Amen. And you may be in a battle. Amen. You feel like that you're up against, amen, maybe impenetrable walls. Amen. You feel like it's impossible. Amen. But how many knows when God gives his people a word? Amen. When God tells his people something, amen, there's always going to be a performance. I said there will always be a performance. Amen. There's never a time where God spoke. There's never a time where God promised. Amen. That he did not perform. Amen. There's never a time. Amen. That God has said something and he did not bring it to pass. Amen. Maybe somebody came to this meeting and you're just holding on to that glimmer of hope. Hey, God said he's going to do this. Amen. God said he's going to work it out. Amen. God said he was going to do it. And you're holding on to that hope. I said you're holding on to the hope. Hey, can I tell you? Today, there's going to be a performance. I said, there shall, amen, there shall be a performance. The promise came in verse number 31. The Bible said, you're going to bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. And he's going to save the people from their sin. The word of the Lord came to Mary. And then the confirmation came in verse 45. There's going to be a performance of what God said he would do. Praise God. In chapter number 2 and verse number 7, the Bible said, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, amen, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. Amen. God always, I said God always, amen, performs his promises. Amen. Can you lift your hand and thank him for it? Amen. That no matter where we are, amen, you say, preacher, I'm in a storm. Hey, he always, amen, performs his promises. I want to say this. I'll get out of the way. Last May, my pastor, which is my grandfather, Alvin Doval, he went in the hospital last May 2nd. And before he went in the hospital, I believe I just got home from Allentown. It was March. He got up the service and he said, God, I was praying the other day. He said, the Lord spoke to me and said, you're going to go through the hardest trial you've ever been in your life. The hardest trial. He said, but don't be afraid because I'm going to bring you through. Amen. So he went in for open heart surgery on May the 2nd, 2014. Amen. May 31st, 2014, he just got out. In the time that he was in there, had the stress of the open heart surgery, it caused bleeding ulcers. Amen. He was losing blood at a rapid pace. Amen. He lost, one day, I believe it was 16 pints of blood. And they were pumping blood in him just all day long. And for about 30 days, he laid in the hospital without one meal. As he lays there, his kidneys began to shut down. And he had told us, the doctors had told us that it was probably going to happen. Amen. He said, I'm just going to tell you, amen, if I had to go on dialysis, I'm not going to do it very long because that is no life to live. And so he started dialysis there in the hospital. May 31st, he came home. Amen. And I was down as my grandpa. For some of you that don't know, he raised me. My dad left home when I was just 2 years old. And so he pretty much raised me. And he's been the man of my life. And so I was really down. But I remembered the promise that God had gave him.
And so we just begin to remind the Lord, Lord, you said he was going to go through it, but you said that you was going to bring him out of it. Hey, man, and so we begin to pray and we begin to ask God. He said, I'm going off Dallas. He says, I'm not doing it anymore. He went back to the doctor. The doctor said, well, you haven't decreased. Let's just try it for a week. So he tried it for a week. He went back. There was no change. The doctor said they should have probably went down. So they said, let's go another week. He went back another week. Nothing had changed. Hey, man, still the same. Hey, man, at that time he had bought, hey, man, one of those home machines. He was going to try that. He said, send it back. I believe the Lord's going to touch me. Hey, man, and sure enough, he went back to the doctor sometime later. And the doctor said, I really don't understand it. He said, your blood work is as good. Hey, man, as a young man. And he said, your kidneys are better now than they were when you went into the hospital. Hey, friend, I said, there's going to be a performance. Oh, hallelujah. I said, there will be a performance. Hey, when God says it, I said, when God says it, hey, man, it's going to come to pass. Hey, man, so you hold on to it. And you believe God. And you love God. And he will. I said he will. Amen. Perform what he said he would do. Lift your hands and ask God to help us. I was in Western Kentucky for most of the month of July. Amen. We was in Shady Springs last week. I went home on this past Monday, unpacked my clothes and repacked. We went out to breakfast and we was talking. And he said, I went to the doctor the other day. He said, I wasn't able to hold a conversation without losing my breath. He said, I began to pray about it, asking God. He went back to the doctor just the other day, and whatever it is that reads that meter was at 18%, and he went back to the doctor, and it was 35% this time. He said, I actually got a hold of it while I was preaching the other night, and I actually felt the Lord as I began to preach. Amen. How many's glad? Amen. That when God says it, it may look impossible. Amen. It may look like it's never going to happen. Amen. But I'm so thankful. Amen. That when God says it, there shall be a performance. Lift your hands and love the Lord today. Lord Kelvin said this after a failed experiment. He said, gentlemen, when you're face to face with difficulty, hey man, it's the greatest time for discovery. I said, it's your greatest time for discovery. So friend, realize today you may be in a storm and it may look impossible, but it's just a greater time for God to move and prove himself real to you. Love the Lord today.